Welcome to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973 podcast, where nothing is off limits in this crazy thing we call life. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Here's your host, Shane Lajita.
Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm hoping that your day is great already so far. I've got my coffee in tow, steam rolling off the top. It's great. I love everything about it. It puts me in a good spot. And right now, I am definitely in the Olympic spirit. I know that many of you, just like myself, are watching the Olympics. And even last night when I watched Shaun White on the half pipe really just come through at the very last minute, last run of the whole entire tournament to take gold away from others, to win gold as the elder statesman of the group. And just, it was so powerful. My wife and I watched it in the evening, and she usually doesn't stay up that late with me to watch anything on TV. She's usually in bed nice and early, and we both stayed up to watch that. It was just so incredible, powerful, and you could see by the way that he was crying. So Olympics, right? I mean, everybody's out there watching them. We see, think about the concept of the Olympics. I just want you to step back before we get into the deep part of the coffee talk here. Think about the concept of the Olympics, where people train for 4 years. They give all their lives, really, not just the 4 years of training, but they train to be able to have one moment on the grand stage after they've been through, whether it's world championships, whether it's nationals, whether it's whatever that they're working towards, the one moment in time that they got to put everything they've done, all the hard work that they've put into play, to have it pay off on the grand stage for you to be able to try to go for gold, silver, or bronze. And if you don't, the agony of defeat is just that much more powerful. But the amazingness of the victory that you feel, it's just, you can see it on their faces when they're in tears or they are wearing the American flag on their back or any country that they're from. All these people from all over the world, the best of the best, are all on the stage. You're competing against your top competitors in the world. And all these folks have the ability to be able to compartmentalize and be able to focus on the task at hand. And nothing is going to stop them. Nothing. And even if they are defeated, even if they come in fourth place or fifth place because it didn't place a medal, you still look at the fact that they're number five or number six in the world. The tops of the tops, the best in the countries. Think about that, right? I think that that's a huge thing to take into consideration. And as we are sitting here in our journeys, working through everything that we're working through, just remember, you can achieve anything that you set your mind to. You can't let anybody tell you no. The second that you have somebody that's telling you no, whether it's for real good reason or whether it's just because they're negative Nancy butt faces, the fact of the matter is that they don't have a right to tell you no. You have every right to achieve the things that you want to accomplish. All your dreams and aspirations that you want to be able to dive into, accomplish, succeed at, are at your disposal for you to be able to do so. You have every right to do so. And the work that you're putting into it right now, the work that every day, whether you're tracking food, whether you are counting calories, whether you are in the gym trying to get incremental weight gains and muscle definition, or whether you're running marathons and running down the road. I know I always kind of bulk everybody together in this journey because not everybody's doing the same thing and everybody's different. But all the work that you're putting into is 100% worth it. You know, I talked about in the past how there are sports figures that we've leaned in on and been inspired by players like Michael Jordan or Tom Brady or Bill Russell or Wilt Chamberlain or different people that we have admired from afar, Wayne Gretzky, some other ones that we look at, the greats of the greats. And we look at these great players and we try to tap into what is it that drives them? What is it that motivates them? And most people would say to yourself, it's because of raw talent, sheer talent that they put them on the stage for them to be able to then hone their craft and be able to be better. Well, I disagree. Because if you read every single one of their biographies, every single one of their workout regimens, you read through anything that they do, and it takes work and effort every single day. They practice religiously over and over and over again. They put the work in. They focus on the task at hand. They go for the goals that are necessary for them to be able to get and accomplish. And they do everything possible that they need to be able to make that happen. Which I think is a pretty big deal, right? If you can accomplish the things that you want to be able to set your mind to, then you can do anything, anything. And then you can also have people around you do the same exact thing as well. It all takes hard work, dedication, motivation, and all those things. So as I'm watching the Olympics and I'm diving in and I'm feeding on that American pride of the gold medal winners and the bronze medal winners and the silvers and downhill skiing and the speed skating and all that stuff. Well, here's the thing. As I'm looking at all that, it inspires me. It inspires me to be better. It inspires me to do the things that are necessary for me to make my dreams come true and make my weight-related goals come true and all those things. So as we're sitting here, right, and we're looking at all of these Olympians, all these people, the champions that are out there around the world and the work that they have put in, tie it back to where you're at. Do you feel like you're putting the work in that's necessary for you to be successful? Do you feel like you're practicing as much as they do every day when they wake up in the morning all the way till the night? Do you feel like you're really digging in the way that you're supposed to dig in when it comes to fortitude, when it comes to goals, when it comes to aspirations, when it comes to all that stuff? You got to ask yourself that question. And the reason I say that is because if you're not, then you need to change that up. Become a champion like you look at the folks that are on the TV, right? All the Olympians that you see out there, whether they're young at 17 or a little bit older at 35 and 40, they take a lot of persistence and they work their tails off, which is something we should do. You know, and I don't necessarily know if I do that enough. I know I don't, I have these days where I just kind of slack off and do my thing, and then I'll have another day that I might slack off and do my thing, and then I might complain about a weight gain that I have, or I might complain about blah, 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 blah. But if I really want to make this happen, and if I really want to focus on the things that I have to focus on, I just have to put the work in. You're going to hear me say a lot over the next however many podcasts, a theme that's just resonating in my head right now. It's called you do you. You do you. You have to focus on what your goals are, your goals, and then you have to focus on what your whys are. Those are your whys. And then you have to focus on what your plan is to go and get it. If you don't have a good plan and you don't have a great foundation for you to work on, for you to be successful and all the different things that you want to be able to try to accomplish, then what are you working for? Are you just going to spin your wheels and just kind of spin out and do the things that are just, oh, well, I'm going to try my best and hopefully if I throw it up against the wall, it'll stick and maybe I'll lose some weight or maybe I'll make a faster time on my run if I just, not really practice towards it. But, you know, if I go running in a few weeks before my half marathon, you know, I'll be great. I'll be fine. No, it takes work and dedication. And a lot of people that are food addicts, much like myself, we want the easiest path of resistance, right? It's so easy to gain all that weight. It's so easy to become unhealthy. It's so easy to be able to have access to everything you're really not supposed to have access to, right? Burgers, fries, milkshakes, whatever else. It's at your disposal. It's at your fingertips every single day. So it's so easy to slide down that road, but it's not as easy to put the work and effort into making yourself better and grinding it out. You do you. Focus on you. Because if you can list out a plan, if you have a plan that's based on how much you're going to track each day, how much you're going to be able to focus, how much you're going to work out, how many workouts you're going to get in. And listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I know a lot of people will say most of the journey of you trying to lose weight or get healthier and those kind of things is just in the kitchen. But I'm going to be completely honest with you and say that that's bogus. Because the kitchen is very important. The food is very important. Absolutely, it has a great amount of weight. But just as equally important is exercise and getting flexibility going and working out your body. You may not want to, or you may not be able to, but do what you can. You do you. If it's just, let's say, for instance, you can't walk right now, or you got a cast on your leg, or you got a sprain on an ankle, or whatever else that's there, or you have a disease that holds you back from doing those things, then find what you can do and do it like a champion. Find whatever it is that you need to find to be able to dig in, focus on what you can do, not what you can't do. Listen, I don't know how many times I tell myself, I'm not able to do that right now, man. I worked all day long. I'm really exhausted and I'm just beat. I'm not going to get that great of a workout in if I go to the gym. That's bogus. Just like if I tell myself, oh, you know what? I got this little ankle sprain, so I'm not going to go to the gym because I just want to sit back and just do nothing because I need to heal. I need to sit back and just relax. No, what does that stop me from getting an arm workout in? Or does that stop me from doing some back exercises or some stretches that I need to be able to get into play whenever I want to? You see what I'm saying? We make excuses for the reasons we shouldn't do it, and then we complain because we're not moving as fast as we need to, when the opposite should be true. You should be working your tail off and really focusing on your journey and making it a habit where you can then do it for the rest of your life. Not just to work out, not just to be able to get some exercise in, to sweat and do all that good stuff just to lose the weight. And then once you get to the weight, stop working out. No, that's not the concept. This journey is for lifetime. Whatever it is that you're passionate about, whether it's lifting weights, whether it's walking, running, whether it's swimming, whatever it is, you got to incorporate a plan that's going to be something that you can sustain and maintain for the rest of your life in some form or another. Now, I know our bodies get older, and I know that we start to deteriorate a little bit, and we have, you know, things that kick in that stop us or hinder us from doing as much as what we did when we were in our 40s and 30s and 20s. I know all that. I get it. I'm not saying to continue to do that. What I'm saying is continue to put a path of success in your life as you get a little bit older. Something that is achievable, yet still pushes your limits a little bit. Still works up a little bit of a sweat. Still continues to gain that muscle and still continues to maintain lean muscle and flexibility. Flexibility is one of the biggest things that we lose throughout our journey in our lives. And then we start to whittle away where our muscle tone goes away and different things happen, right? Everybody knows this. But it takes work and dedication and time and energy, planning and purpose. And you got to be able to focus on that. Those Olympic athletes that are up there on that podium that are champions that I'm inspired by, like completely inspired by, no matter what country they're from, although I do root for my American Olympic athletes a little bit more because you want to see USA succeed. But all those athletes that are up there are the best of the best. And they're not just there because they're gifted. They're not just there because they have a knack for things. They put in hours and hours and hours of work, dedication, focus, passing off holidays, working through the stuff. The story of Chloe Kim was one of the other ones. She's the snowboarder, the female snowboarder that lived in Southern California and drove 5 hours to get to the mountain that she needed to go to train during her younger years. Well, she's only 17, so really younger years. But her parents dedicated that and focused on that and knew that the dedication and the sacrifice they had to make, because she did have a little bit of talent, but it took work. She practiced all the time. 5 hour drive was done one way and then 5 hours back with no questions asked, because her parents knew that that's the work that it took to be able to become the great one that she wanted to become. Her dreams became reality because she focused and she worked at it. So relate that to your journey, guys. I know I need to do it a whole lot more. Is it a priority for me to become healthy, or is it a convenience for me to become healthy? Right? If it's a priority, then I'm going to schedule it, and I'm going to book it, and I'm going to make a plan, and I'm going to do all the things that are necessary. Just like if I'm remodeling my kitchen, you got to map it out. Take your measurements, load everything in, take care of all of that, pick out your colors, you know, all the different parts of the landscape of the kitchen or whatever for the kitchen remodel, right? You're planning it out, you're mapping it out. And then you execute, you put it in motion, you go through what you got to do, put some labor in, be able to put the backsplash up and do the things that are necessary for you to do to come out with a great quality body of work, right? But if it's a convenience thing, I might get to it. I don't know. Yeah, you know, I might just kind of get to it whenever I can. You know, it's just kind of a hobby, kind of a project, you know, well, whatever. I'm just going to get to it when I can. And that's not the mentality you have to have when you have purpose or you are legitimately looking at it as a priority of yours. If it's a priority, you're going to make it purposeful. If it's a hobby or it's convenient, you'll get to it when you can. Step away from the convenience and head towards that whole piece of it becoming a priority in your life. Focus. I know, and I'm only saying this because this is like almost like a pep talk for myself. I got to tell myself this because I'm not always wired that way. I'm not always go gadget arms, go get things done and whatever else because I get lazy. I get tired. I get all that stuff. I just like everybody else. But this is a way for me to stay grounded and make sure that I know that all the work that I'm putting in, whether it's my work at as an area manager for a cell phone company, or whether it's doing podcasts with you guys here, or whether it's doing blog entries, whether it's doing No Finish Line Nation stuff, whatever it is, I'm grinding. I'm putting the work and the effort into because I know that one day it's going to pan out for me and it's going to lead to great things. And then my weight journey, if I just focus, I just got to focus. I know what I need to do. I just need to do it. And I need to do it in a way that's going to be sustainable for me for the rest of my life. Because I know that once I hit my goal weight, doesn't mean that the journey ends. So, with all that being said, I hope that you guys are enjoying the Olympics just like I am. Because I think it's really, really great to see a lot of the champions that are up on the stage. But imagine yourself as one of those champions. Imagine yourself at the finish line, coming across the finish line, raising the hands in the air with those goggles on your face, and you're just like, you know, euphoric feeling of winning. That's what you really want to be able to try to continue to push forward to. That's what the work is going to be able to lead to, okay? Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy the rest of the Olympics, and we'll talk later.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook just by searching for Liquid Shano 1973. Also, do us a favor if you can and leave us some love and rate us on iTunes whenever you get a chance. Until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk and make it a great day.